As we reported a couple weeks ago, Phil and Pat Willis, their foundation, put up $100,000 for area nonprofits, some mini grants, and of course, always a pleasure to talk to Phil Willis, who joins us this morning. How you doing, Philip?
Good. It's Uncle Phil here.
Uncle Phil. Yeah.
Yes. I spoke with you a moment ago about the height of the lakes and the water on this Grand River Basin. I think Browns Lake must have been up a foot and a half.
Yeah,
and our neighbor was kayaking in our front yard.
Wow.
There was that much water. But it's receding, so we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, I've been out here a long time. I have never seen the little tributary as the water as high as it was.
It's right up there, that's for sure. See, Greg, I'd like to start a little bit about the history of the Phil and Pat Willis Foundation.
Absolutely. Tell us about it.
We established this with a few thousand dollars back in 2006. So we have almost 15 years under our belt. And we funded some money every year and keep it growing. And the whole purpose of this foundation really is to provide support for activities within Jackson County for nonprofits. So what I was going to do is just go over our mission here briefly, which is on our website, at pwillisfoundation.org. But we're dedicated to building visionary partnerships with local organizations, providing funds to enhance the quality of life across Jackson County, being a catalyst for change in the community, and recognize our community's heritage by protecting its history. And, of course, one of the best examples of that is the Lost Railway Museum in Grass Lake, which is filled with history. So the foundation has seven board members, five family board members, and two outside. So we have family members, sons Scott and Phil Willis, and Dan Macknack, plus Ted Kristoff, the Kristoffs and Sons, and Rick Shefferly at Willis and Jurisite. So we want outside information, outside people that are active in the community that know what's going on, and to see where we can make the greatest impact. So it came to our attention the last board meeting about all the issues and rapid concerns here with COVID virus. So we decided to set up a mini grant program. Maximum grants here are $5,000, and we established a pool of $100,000. Now, so far, we've committed $60,000, so there's still $40,000 available. And nonprofits in our community can apply on a mini-grant application, which is very easy to fill out. And we'll either say, we'll give this much or that much, or some cases we don't fund, but we're funding most of them. So we have interfaith, and then we've supported through this mini-grant fund the ones that will not benefit from Uncle Phil's barbecue over the years, and that includes Junior Achievement, Jackson School of the Arts, and Lilly Missions Center. So we've added Lumen Christi this year. And then we have numerous nonprofits in the community. But being part of the change, we've supported Downtown Jackson with the Bright Walls program, the sponsors, the CP Center, or the City Square in downtown, Summer Night 3, because we believe a strong, good-looking central community is important to Jackson. Mm-hmm. It's important to any city so that they're you look good, you look active, you look prosperous. Then we've supported the Michigan Theater, the water park at the Cascades Falls. So I can go on and on to a number of charities we've funded over the last 10 or 12 years. And it's very rewarding to us. Pat and I, it's very rewarding to us to give back to our community. This community's been good to us. The people are wonderful. My family members settled in Grass Lake in the 1850s. So I've been here a long time, and we plan to continue. And we plan to give back to the community. We encourage all our family members to become active in some nonprofit. We encourage people at our company to be involved and to give back. I think most people miss on this volunteering. They miss a rewarding feeling. It is at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And you can go to bed, you can go to sleep and think, I did good things for other people. So our goal is about enhancing the lives of others through this mini grant program and what we do with the Phil and Pat Willis Foundation.
Well, you've done a remarkable job. I'm surprised, Phil, there's that money remains, so you, I know you want to get some more applications?
Yes, we're still accepting applications.
Okay.
So there's some being reviewed right now, but we've dispersed $50,000, another $10,000 going out shortly. So this is a thing about the small business grants made by Eric and Patty Poppy. That's one of the things where we got our idea is, hey, you got to take care of the small business, but nonprofits and our community have been so important, and they need support and help too.
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, there's some funding still available, and as I mentioned, you go to the website at pwillisfoundation.org and fill out that application or communicate with us, and we respond quickly. Yeah, some of the other things, some of the other applicants we've had, Andy's Angels, that new project they're doing on West Michigan, man, that's going to be impressive.
Right.
The hospital, the JSO downtown, the Jackson Interfaith, Rise Above, Together We Make a Difference. These are some that we funded before and some that have applied again in this time of need. So, I don't know, covered quite a bit of information here. Did you remember all that, Greg?
Hey, Phil, it's too bad you've had to cancel the cookout. Briefly wanted to mention that you had planned this year, I think, to move that to Lumen Christi, and you were going to really kind of expand the event, weren't you?
Yes. Son Dan Macnick got involved, and he's going to take it to another level.
Okay.
We have before 250 to 300 people come on site to have lunch. Last year, Knight Steakhouse grilled kielbasas and chicken breasts for 430 lunches. So we were exceeding the capacity at 2545 Spring Arbor Road. So Dan Macnick's involved at Lumen Christi, so we're going to move it there. It'll be 2021, but that's a perfect facility with great parking and access. We hope to have some more vendors there helping us, helping Knight Steakhouse, and giving a little diversity in lunches. And but we're very proud of that and the participation. We had 50 sponsors last year.
Wow.
And it's a community project where people come to see other business people, other business leaders in our community, and people from the nonprofits to see what they're doing. But it's quite an event for a Thursday noon luncheon. We're proud of it, and I know at the end of the day, Uncle Phil, he's pretty worn out. The old timer. I remember when I started that, I was had four of those round charcoal grills.
Yeah,
this goes back 20 years ago, probably or more. And I'd be in the middle cooking hot dogs and kielbasa, and man, I was about as well done as the hot dogs, I think, at the end of the hour and a half. I had to come up with a new plan. And Knight Steakhouse filled the bill. But yes, 2021, Uncle Phil's will be bigger and better than ever. And, you know, we look to be back. But in the interim, through our foundation, we decided to fund some of these nonprofits and continue to help them out and continue to help them assist, support, and promote other people. So we hope, you know, this provides a trickle-down effect, and I'm sure it does.
Great job. Phil Willis with us. Say hi to Pat.
Will do. Okay. Thanks for having us on. And continue to promote Jackson and this foundation pool. And
you bet.
We're ready for some more mini grants to pwillisfoundation.org.
Okay. Watch out for that high tide over there on Browns Lake.
Oh, yes. There was a no boating executive order here at Browns Lake over the weekend.
Okay.
Because it would have washed the docks and boats and shorelines right out. Actually, it's still in effect. The residents here have been wonderful at accepting that executive order. they've accepted it, and we've really done a safe job here along our shorelines. Well, okay, Greg, you have a good day, and thank you very much.
Thanks for the visit. Appreciate it. Uncle Phil.